Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I am Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. This entire program, the entire program is originating from the Cambridge House Investment Conference held in Vancouver, British Columbia. Absolutely a wonderful venue. We do these shows. We participate in these shows probably half a dozen times a year. The president, Howard Fitch, is a gold golfing buddy of mine, and the founder and owner, if I'm not mistaken, is Joe Martin, is also an old-time friend. Okay, we're going to get some of the audience to help us out a little bit. And helping me to answer the questions are Del Steiner. Del is the president of a company called Premium Exploration. David Greenway. David is the president of S&S Silver. And then Roger Wiegand. Roger is a letter writer, speaker, etc. Bon vivant. Someday I'll tell you what that means. Getting to be very, very well known in our industry. We're going to start out with some audience questions here. And I'm going to start out with a gentleman named Les. Les, what do you have in mind, sir?
I'm concerned about the manipulation of silver prices by the short selling by J.P. Morgan and others, and I'm interested in what limits there might be placed on short selling. I know that's going on right now, and I'd like to get some more information about it.
Okay, and we're talking about shorting specifically silver, the commodity. Is that right? Who wants to grab that one? Roger, go ahead.
The silver market, because it's a very tiny market relative to gold and some of the other ones, is very volatile, okay? In the futures trading, they've got a one-day limit up and down of a dollar and a half, and one penny is 50 bucks, so that can be a lot of money. In the past 10 years, the volatility has increased even more to the extent that the margins now for one silver contract trading in futures is like $8,000 or $9,000. We don't trade it that way. We trade it with spreads. To address your question about the shorting, there's been a lot of internet flack and misinformation regarding what is happening with silver in the COMEX and in New York and in the trading in silver in Chicago. Now, what you want to do is I would recommend that people not trade silver futures but trade the stocks, buy the stocks either on an investment basis or to trade them on a 3 to 6 month horizon, being careful to address what happens with the shares and the share markets relative to the silver stocks, okay? Can they short it and mess it up? Yeah, they can. I think it's been done. It's been mismanaged. But a lot of the information out there is not true. Can silver be traded? Yes, it can. We trade it right now. I've got open positions that I own myself, but we use spreads. So to answer your question, summarize, I would say that you can trade it. Don't be worried about what others are going to do it in the marketplace. We technically watch what's going to happen in the market itself as price as compared to the shares. And it's going to be one of the best vehicles for making money this year, perhaps even better than gold. And that's my opinion and the opinion of others.
You know, the nice thing about silver that I want to stress here is the leverage that's involved in silver versus gold, in my mind, is the main reason to invest in silver. My wife and I invest almost exclusively when we get involved in commodities, it's almost exclusively silver, simply because my feeling is if you're going to go in for $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, you're better off at those levels going into silver, which is trading right now around $18 an ounce, as opposed to gold, which is up around a little over $1,130, I believe it was yesterday. I mean, for silver to double is pretty easy. For gold to double is a little bit harder. Dale, you or David have any additional comments on this?
The only comment I have is that in this new electronic media world, we have a lot of people in these markets that are doing their own research, self-educated in the markets, and have a lot of money. And so you're going to see a lot of fluctuations in things like shorting that we haven't seen in the past. So you have to be very careful what you're investing in.
Okay. Other questions? We have another panel member who just joined us, Gary Freeman. Gary's the president of a company called pediment gold. Any other questions? Yes, sir. If you could walk up to the mic, that would be great. It's we certainly have time for this question here. Go ahead, sir. What's your name? First name.
My name is Steve.
Okay, Steve.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. My question is about psychology. Psychology based on, say, attendance at this conference, which is what I'm told very much up from years past. And, of course, after what happened in 2008, when most of the investors, the liquid investors, were forced out of a lot of the most important assets that they had, say, the municipal bond market, the treasury market, mortgage market, you name it, and forced into, say, somewhere else safe, not really trusting stocks after what we've been through twice, I'm wondering if we're seeing a psychological lift to gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and those, or is this something more of a sea change in your all's opinion, and it's not too late, so to speak? Thank you.
That's that one.
I couldn't hear the last part of it.
Yeah, if you could speak directly into the mic and just get the last part of it once more.
The last part of it.
Mm-hmm.
If gold, silver, precious metals that we're talking about today are more psychologically lifted as a only justifiable alternative to people's new liquidity versus, say, a sea change in investor mentality saying gold and silver are the place to be for the long haul, or are they going to run out of it just as fast if, you know, a mine like a Briex type of situation? I know that's impossible to really quantify, but the new interest, the new levels that we're seeing in these metals, especially gold at above 1,000 now, is that maybe faster money than we're used to, or is this like the golden era for gold?
Let me comment on that. I think everybody heard the question, but let me just make a comment on that. I think it is a golden era for gold. I really do, and silver. And I mentioned this. I wrote an article that Kitco published about 3 years ago, a little bit ahead of the curve, but, you know, not really. But in that article, I called what was going on in the precious metals market really the perfect storm. And I think it is absolutely the perfect storm. Whether you're an inflationist, which I happen to be, or a deflationist, or whether you're just scared to death about political turmoil around the world, it has never in my mind, and I've got a few years probably on virtually everybody in this room, it has never been in my mind a better time to invest in precious metals. And my family and I, for the most part, prefer securities as opposed to the commodities themselves. We'll put about 10% of our assets in the commodity itself because I think that's just prudent. But over and above that, we are very heavily invested in the resource sector, and all of our positions are clearly stated on our website. Anybody want to answer that one? Or I'm seeing some blank. Okay, Raj.
The psychological part of these markets is people are saying now this has gone on for, what, 8-9 years. Gold was like $150, $200 way back in 2002. I can remember when Jim Turk started out his goldmoney.com with two gold bars. That gold depository now is $900 million. People say, oh, wow, this looks like a bubble. I don't think so. I really don't, because on inflation-adjusted dollars today, if gold was adjusted to the peak price in 1980, 81, whatever, hit 850, it would be $2,250. We're roughly half of that right now. 5 years ago, I did a technical analysis long-range forecast, which I still think is very immodest, or very modest, rather, at $2,960. Richard Russell said he thought the Dow and gold would cross one for one at that number, and I'm looking at 156 for silver, and I think those two prices are going to be exploded. They're going to go way, way by those numbers.
You know, I would agree with Roger. Okay, we're going to take a short break so that our stations can give their announcements. Going to be right back. We're going to continue to record here at the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm getting some help from some friends of mine, Roger Wiegand, David Greenway, Del Steiner, and also Gary Freeman. So stick around. Big Al is going to be right back with a very helpful audience, by the way. Be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068. And feel the minty freshness.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We are recording, as you're aware, from the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. Thankfully, this job is really easy for me this weekend in that I've got some friends, colleagues helping me out, and the audience is being very generous in asking questions. You have a question, sir?
Just wondering what your take is on expiration potential in BC compared to other jurisdictions.
Exploration in BC compared to other jurisdictions? Okay, I've got some very definite thoughts on that, but let's hear from some of the folks. Gary, what do you think, buddy?
Well, I think the exploration in B.C. has picked up quite a bit over the last couple of years, and B.C. has always been a wonderful place to explore, and there's been a number of wonderful mines found here. So I think you're going to see a continued growth in that area. Particularly up further north, as it always seems to be. But there has been some nice discoveries, and although my preferred place for exploration is a little further south, I do live in B.C., and I think it's been a driving force for this province for many, many years. I think you'll see a lot more of it.
Any other comments from the mining execs, either David or you, Del? You guys, it's kind of an awkward question to ask because you got your properties for the most part are in eastern Canada, David, and in Idaho, and then Dell, your properties are in Idaho and Mexico. So,
well, I will say that investing in BC projects, it's always nice that we have the opportunity to raise our finances through flow through, which gives our investors here in Canada a little bit of a tax break. So, as I've noticed, it's extremely helpful out in Ontario where we have our projects.
Okay, I personally, now that the provincial government has changed its attitude on mining, I am personally very, very bullish on British Columbia. We travel, you know, we shoot a lot of video for companies all around the world, and it's always fun to do that. But I tell you, in terms of political stability, et cetera, I would have to say that British Columbia is certainly ranks right up there as high as anyone. In terms of political stability, in terms of what I would call sensible environmental issues, et cetera. I mean, you folks in British Columbia are right along the same lines. Any other questions from anybody, or shall I pose one right now? Okay, of the jurisdictions, I want to talk a little bit about South America, or Mexico, if you don't mind. Everyone here has had experience in Mexico. We're getting a lot of what I would call very negative press about the situation in Mexico. We were just chatting last night with someone who actually feels that there is a better than average chance that the Mexican government may be overthrown. I think that is a possibility. I mean, the drug cartel down there is stronger than people can imagine. But I don't think, my personal opinion, having been down there just recently and going down again here in another couple of weeks, I don't see a connection between the violence and the mining industry. But I'd like some comments on that. Gary, why don't you start, and then we'll go to David, and then Dell, and then you, Roger.
Well, thanks very much. There is definitely problems in Mexico with respects to the drug cartel. It's obvious there's a lot of murders. But having spent a lot of time in Mexico, I've never encountered any of it. You know, you might drive down a road and see a roadblock. Whether or not the government will be overthrown down there, I highly doubt that. I think that it's a very similar situation that we saw in Colombia back in the 80s and 90s, where, you know, it was really sensationalized in the press. And then, of course, now there's a tremendous exploration going on in Colombia. I don't say it's not something to be mindful of course. Mexico has a great blueprint for this business. When you go to Mexico, you know what you're getting into. But we've seen exploration companies in this business go worldwide, and a lot of other problems happen. So I don't have the same fears that some do. I think Mexico is going to continue to be a wonderful place to explore, and I think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity and a lot of success yet ahead of us there.
You know, I have to tell you on a personal note, and then I'll turn it over to either one of you guys who wants it. But we were down in Hermosillo, the state of Hermosillo, in, oh, gosh, last year. And I have to tell you, I never felt more secure in my life. It really is rather amazing. Who wants to tackle that one? Anybody else? Mexico? Is it? What do you think, Del?
I might mention that a lot of the sensationalism of the drug problem emanates from the border area. When you get more into the interior area and the places that we work, you don't see the threat as much as it's portrayed in the media. I think the biggest threat to us in Mexico, junior exploration and exploration companies, is going to be from a modified tax structure due to the economic failure that's taking place in Mexico as we speak, along with the United States. The billions of dollars that were traveling back to Mexico rapidly from the U.S. by the undocumented people working in the U.S. has virtually dried up. And so you're seeing major economic turmoil in as far south as I was recently in San Carlos, which is 260 kilometers south of the border, and you could really see it there. That was just before Christmas. So I think it's economic if there's a challenge to exploration and mining in Mexico.
Want to change the subject from Mexico to mining in the United States. A lot of people here are silver bugs. I happen to be very close to most of the people in the Silver Valley, which is the area including Wallace, Idaho, Kellogg, and that area in there. I'm seeing a real resurgence in the Silver Valley. It's definitely good for the state of Idaho. I think it's definitely good for the United States. David, you work in the Silver Valley. Give us kind of your synopsis as to why that's a good place to be right now.
The Silver Valley's historically produced 1.1 billion ounces of silver over the last 100 years, and I believe that part of the Silver Valley is actually coming back very strong. There are some issues with the Sunshine Mine and the Bunker Hill, two of the world-class mines which are still battling it out in the court systems with the EPA, but with the other mines moving forward, there's going to be a lot of success here in the near future. Financings have become a lot easier, and there's three mills working down in the Kellogg area ready to move forward. And I'll leave it at that.
I want to switch over, if you guys don't mind. First of all, again, the offer stands. Any questions? Yes, sir. Lay it out to us.
During our last meltdown, the gold and silver stocks took a big hit, and there's a lot of speculation we're going to have another big crash. So is that going to drag everything down again? And if so, do we sell into strength, which is always a good idea anyway, and wait for the crash to rebuy?
Roger, what do you think?
Historically, what's happened with a lot of the juniors up until now, I would say the last 8-9 years, you could buy the junior stocks and for the most part hang on. We had one bad event with the Lehman thing when everybody got knocked down, but they came back up again. I think what will happen is the junior explorers are going to be pushed more into a trading environment, but it's not going to be as extreme as you can imagine. We do technical analysis on gold and silver first, and then we use that work to follow what's going to happen with the shares. So the juniors are going to be fine. The seniors are the place to go where if you want to get in and out a little quicker. We saw a report from Hecla last week, a news report. They've got $100 million in the bank. They're mining silver at $2, and it's worth $18 now. So
don't mean to cut you off. Got to take another break so the stations can give their various announcements. Miguel's going to be right back with the help of a very helpful and interesting audience, along with Roger Wiegand. Who else do I have up here? Del Steiner, Gary Freeman, David Greenway. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Back, you're listening to segment three of the first hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I am Al Cortland. We are broadcasting from the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, chatting with my friends Roger Wiegand, David Greenway, Gary Freeman, and of course, last but not least, Del Steiner. We're also getting some help from the audience. During the break, I was chatting with some of the folks out here about the concept of inflation versus deflation and the impact of those two particular environments on the price of precious metals. There seems to be some real interest in that. Most of the folks in this room are, I would have to say, in the same camp as I am, as we're all inflationists. We have a couple of deflationists, however. Let's start out with you, Roger. What are you, buddy? I know what you are, but I bet you half the audience doesn't.
I'm in the inflationist camp, but our friend John Williams at Shadow Stats, who has some very accurate numbers, those numbers are based upon what's happened in measuring inflation 25, 30 years ago, now, not the way they do it today, which is pretty phony. His number is today the inflation is 8.7%.
Can I interrupt you just for a second?
Yeah.
How can you call the inflation calculations today being phony? Nobody buys food, Roger, and nobody buys energy. And so there's absolutely no reason for them to be included in the calculation, is there?
That's correct. Those are the two areas Al pointed out. He's very right that's where most of the inflation is right now. What causes this argument more than anything is we have inflation in some things. We have mostly deflation in other things. That's going to change, and you're going to see more and more inflation. Now, the question came up in Jay Taylor's presentation this morning. What is the definition of hyperinflation? And the definition is when inflation exceeds 50%. If we're at 8.7 now and we're very much at just the beginning, it seems to me that the potential for that happening is real. Is it going to happen? I don't have any idea. I couldn't tell when. But we are entering an inflationary situation, and gold will win either in inflation or deflation but it'll go even faster during the inflation part of it. And when we were off the air a minute ago, I was just talking to Dell. I said, regarding the inflation-deflation argument, we don't really care, because if you're in gold, you win either way.
No, you definitely win either way. I would like somebody to explain to me how it would be possible, given the environment in the United States today, to actually be involved in a deflationary scenario. So far, no one has been able to do that. But, I mean, you guys have any comments on that? I just don't see how it's possible.
Well, I do. I mean, inflation is all about more money or too many dollars chasing too few goods.
But when you look at the growth of the money supply in the United States...
My point.
I mean, exactly. But let's talk about deflation. I mean, how in an environment like that, how do we get into a deflationary situation? I personally just don't understand it. Gentleman back here does, though, and if you could come up here and speak into the mic, that would be great, because I don't know, maybe I'm just not... Come on over here. That'd be great. Okay. Gentleman named David has the answer to my question. David, go ahead.
Yeah. I am from Europe myself, and anyone who tells me that the U.S. dollar is weak is mistaken. We have in Europe, we have out of... probably 55 different countries, we have right now three countries which carry the euro. That's Germany, France, and maybe Denmark and Holland. Everyone else is in deep, deep financial trouble. The largest bank in Europe, the Deutsche Bank, is on the verge of collapse. The German government has to step in to rescue these banks. The British banks are in trouble. The French banks are, Paribas is in trouble. The euro itself is in worse shape than the U.S. dollar. I will buy tomorrow morning, if I have to, I will buy American dollars. And I see it over and over again. There is strength in the American dollar. There's even more strength in the Canadian dollar, because the Canadian banking system as a whole, and we're talking from a macroeconomic perspective worldwide, the Canadian banking system is stronger right now than the German banking system or the British or the Dutch. In Europe, we have countries which are literally going bankrupt one after another. Latvia, Lithuania, these countries, this is just one example. We have countries which are begging for mortgage money, which is not available. We have millions and millions of entrepreneurs who need money. It's not available. In North America, money is available. Bernanke did a wonderful job. It's available now, and I would love to say to you that I was born in North America and I'm proud to be a North American. I'm not. I was born in Europe. I can see the reality. I studied economics at a German university. And I graduated in 1972. I see the weaknesses in the European market over and over again. So, yes, the American dollar may be weak, or you perceive it to be weak. The euro is much weaker than the American dollar. So, gentlemen, buy American dollars.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that comment. I think I think you have a point. One of my best friends, not best friends necessarily, but a fellow who I read every day is a fellow by the name of Dennis Gartman, and you either love Dennis or you hate him, and I happen to like him because I think he's very bright. You don't have to agree with everything that everybody says, and I certainly don't agree with everything that Dennis says. But Dennis takes your exact stance that he feels we are at the cusp of a huge, huge bull market in the U.S. dollar. The only argument that I can see for that happening is maybe because of the alternatives. I mean, the alternatives don't really seem to be there, but... Anybody want to elaborate on that? You agree or disagree? What I'm saying, Roger, is that I think that the only reason the U.S. dollar may strengthen, in spite of the fact that our economy stinks right now, I mean, nobody could disagree with that, but maybe the U.S. dollar would strengthen because of a lack of alternatives.
David makes a point. The guest that gave the information about Europe, we've watched a lot of things in Europe, too, and he's absolutely correct. However, the U.S. government is not going to stop printing dollars and producing bonds out of thin air. The last big bond auction, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, had to come back in and buy their own junk to the tune of 80% of it. That's nothing but phony money going from one pocket to another. And I think that the euro is going to sell. We've got some currency trades coming up on that we're looking at. But it's a question of time, it's a question of trading, and it's a question of when you want to be involved in any investment that those currencies are going to reflect. And that's a trading question, And the answer is it happens really in both directions, and it's going to be gradual, and a lot of people are really not aware of how this is happening. Now, there's one thing, and I'll get out of the way. I've been talking too much. The Chinese currency, the Japanese currency, and their bonds, they both got very serious problems right now. And in my view, for the longer or rather shorter term, that's where I think the major risk is in the world right now, in the currencies and bonds from Asia.
You know, I would agree with Roger. I to an extent, I agree with you on what you're saying. But in my opinion, and we're almost out of time for this particular segment, but in my humble opinion, I think that, you know, we talk about alternative investments to the euro, the pound, et cetera, and a lot of people say, well, those investments are going to then go into the U.S. dollar. I couldn't disagree more, and the reason I say that is because for literally since day one, the currency of last resort has always been precious metals, specifically gold and now to an extent silver also. You know, it just strikes me that if you folks want to protect yourselves against potential financial calamity, I think you need to diversify a little bit and get involved in precious metals. And then if you're comfortable in the area, in that particular area, I would say definitely some of the higher quality resource stocks. I mean, the leverage involved in the stocks is absolutely staggering. We're out of time for this segment. We're out of time for this workshop. I really want to thank all of you for being here. This program is going to continue to air from the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you very much.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuarantee.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I am Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. This particular segment is originating from the Cambridge House Investment Conference up in Vancouver, British Columbia. A great opportunity for me to chat with some of the most interesting people in our business. Helping me out are three of my friends and regular guests on the show, Danielle Park, author of Juggling Dynamite, Yale Simpson, executive chairman of a company called Exeter Resources, and Roger Wiegan, publisher of a great newsletter called Trader Tracks. Ray, you have a question. Don't make it too hard.
Now, my question is for Danielle Park. This morning I was taking notes as fast as I could, and you were saying that the secular bear period continues, and then a little further on you were talking about a cyclical bull for 10 years. So I'm wondering if I got a little confused, if you could straighten me out on that. Thanks.
I'm confused too, but I'm not as bright as you are, Ray. Danielle, what do you think?
Yes, sorry, it can be a little confusing. Secular bear cycle started in 2000 for stocks, and I think continues probably until 2017, if history is any guide, something like that, 17 to 20 years in length. So what I was referring to was cyclical expansion and contraction within secular bear periods. So what we saw, for example, from 2003 to 2008 would be a cyclical expansion within the ongoing secular bear, and then you get the contraction phase. The thing being in secular bears, the contraction phase each business cycle takes away virtually all of the upside gains that you made. That's what's nasty about a secular bear versus a secular bull cycle, where you get a pullback with each business cycle, but you tend to still keep some of the gain. It doesn't take it all back. So we're in that more challenging climate now.
You know, it's absolutely terrifying. You let them vote. You buy them shoes, you let them out of the kitchen, and they become immediately smarter than we are. Anybody else have any questions? Or I've got one myself that I want to ask these guys, but any questions? Okay. Yes, sir. Come on up here while you're walking up. I would like to say I meant that as a strict compliment, not only to Danielle, but to my wife and my three daughters. Sir.
Yeah, it's a question for Roger on S&P futures, if there's any manipulation in the market, especially in the PM trading. And also, because volume is so low on this uptrend, it seems like most of the trading is being done through Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Citigroup. So it seems to me to be an artificially pumped market, in my humble opinion.
Artificially pumped market? Roger, those things don't exist in a capitalistic society such as ours.
They sure do.
I know that.
They absolutely do. He's right. I know a man in New York who's a multimillionaire who works 20 minutes a day. He starts to trade the S&Ps at 10 minutes to 2. At 10 minutes after 2, he's done. Some days no trade, other days long, other days short. So it goes by the clock, and what this gentleman is saying is absolutely correct. They have their support and resistance numbers, and just like an old hunting dog, some days you can know exactly where those numbers are and where they're going to go. At this particular point, they're pretty well supported. I might make the statement now, and I'm glad he asked the question. The key number on the S&P of 1075 if that gives way here in this week, it's going to go down some more.
Going to go down some more. Anybody have any questions at all, say macro issues on the resource industry, on commodities, whether we're talking about, come on up, sir, whether we're talking about gold, silver, copper, what have you? Good guy to address this question to would be my friend Yale. Okay, Jimmy?
Yeah, I would like to know, I hear a lot of hype about China buying this and buying that. And the I get sort of the guy was speaking about copper and whatnot. He said that cost of copper is the mineral to go to. And I was curious, what was your real story in China? Is it true that are they buying all the stuff like they say they are, or is this a bunch of hype?
Yale, I'd like you to answer that question. I will have to say, Jimmy, everything that I've heard, and I did a couple of interviews that are also airing today, one with Lawrence Ralston, one with Mickey Fulp. Both of those people feel long-term that it's not a bunch of hype. But, Yale, what do you think?
I can say Exeter is in a space where we have a major discovery of both copper and gold in Chile. The Chinese are in play. Out of the nine companies who are expressed an interest in buying that asset, two of them are Chinese. They came to us, and I was surprised that they had found us. Now, I will say this. I doubt whether a Chinese firm would buy a major gold asset. We see them buying the metal and what have you, but we haven't seen them buying the gold mines. Copper is very different, and all the other commodities, but they are there. And I think you're going to see, traditionally we've seen offtake agreements and things like this where they want to smelt it, they want the product indirectly. They've been buying some copper assets. You can ask Ross Beattie will tell you about the Chinese buying his copper assets, but we'll see whether that comes into the gold space. But they're there, two out of nine. I was really surprised.
Roger, you look like you want to say something.
I agree with what Yale says, but I also have heard a couple of things regarding the Chinese buying gold assets in Africa. They have got the treasury bonds and bills of the United States in a prodigious amount, and they would rather not own so much of that paper, particularly since it's sinking in value. So they've got people running all over the world looking for things like Yale's copper mine, gold mines in Africa, and who knows what else. They've been recently in hard negotiations with Rio Tinto on the iron ore prices, and they thought they had a real neat price, and all of a sudden everything got more costly.
So long story short, answering Jimmy's question directly, basically the demand that appears to be coming out of mainland China is for real. For real, definitely. Yeah, I would agree with that. Anybody else have any questions at all? If you can work your way up here, I'd love to hear from you. As this gentleman is making his way up here, I have to say, yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but the conferences that Gainbridge House puts on are really, really good, and this is one of the better ones. Okay, Matt?
What are your 3-year gold and silver price projections?
3-year gold and silver price predictions. Who wants to grab that one? Okay, again, Mr. Wiegand, what do you think? And then I'll throw mine in for what it's worth, okay?
$1,325, $1,375 by spring for gold, $22 for silver. End of the year, $25, $26 for silver, $1,500 for gold. That's this year. After that, I'm not really sure. It's too far out to tell.
I think anybody, you know, to answer the question, I think anybody that tries to predict out any longer than that is, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with the, you know, with being able to what I think is predict the events that are going to happen in 2010. But boy, when you go out to 11 and 12, I don't know. Answer the question at all? Okay, there we go. Anybody else have any other thoughts? I have a question for you guys. I want to check the time here first. We are okay. We've got about 3 minutes left in this particular segment. The question that I have, Roger, for you is you began to follow specific companies in your newsletter as opposed to just dealing with macro issues. You started doing that probably, what, about 6 months ago, I guess? Longer ago than that?
2004.
You were following companies. Okay, I did not know that. What criteria would you share with these folks here? What do you look for when you consider whether or not to write up a company? And I know that you don't charge for your write-up, so that's definitely not one of them. But what do you look at?
Well, there's a few basic things that a company should have if they're going to be successful. It starts, first of all, with the top management. If the people at the top don't have the experience and really understand and know what they're doing and have enough people involved in the business to run the business, you can't go any further. So management is number one. Capital is number two. People talk about capital burn. I think that you've got to be careful in this business that there's enough dollars in the till so that the miners can move forward and do what they work their business plan and not run out of cash if in fact they run into a spot where it's difficult to raise capital. Now, during the Lehman event, nobody could raise money, and that shook out a lot of the juniors because they didn't have the cash. So first of all, management, second of all, capital, and then, of course, you've got to have a real gold mine in a politically stable market. There's a lot of places in the world we would not be interested in being involved in at all. There's a few that are good ones that are safe. There's some that are preferred. So the geology and the location, the geography is mandatory. The next thing is they've got to have roads, they've got to have power, and they've got to have water. If some of that stuff is missing, they've got big problems. Now, one of the companies we recommend didn't have any power, and they ran on generators for almost 20 years, and that's a very expensive proposition. You can do it if, in fact, your mine is rich enough. It'll still work, but it's a lot better if you have the utilities available. Then, of course, the next thing is if you're going to be a miner, and where do you get the employees, and how do you move the product out? Those transportation and the employment part of it is a big deal. So those are some of the basic things that I look for. There's more, but those are the key ones.
Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a break here, let our stations make their announcements, and we are going to return from the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.